You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Hello, my amazing tribe of women. It is officially time for a huge, massive announcement. We have been building to this and it's time. So over the past 7-8 years, it has been an absolute privilege and passion of mine to serve and empower women like you through Ali Casaza, the brand, and all of my courses that have been housed underneath that brand. You guys have this determination and thirst for growth that has always inspired me to continuously expand my own knowledge and to pour that into my offerings in this business. Together, we have achieved so many incredible milestones. We have created 20 transformative courses. We have done work with over 100 private clients and guiding you and more than 35,000 students on their personal growth journeys. It's so amazing what has happened in these past years. But honestly, I believe there is so much more that we can do together. What has been built is just not big enough to hold where I believe we're headed. Your desires, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, they are at the heart of every single thing I do. It fuels my own. And that is why I have been taking the time to declutter my business the way I teach you guys to declutter your homes and just create space for a fresh approach that truly nurtures and elevates our growth, our learning, and our communication and our community in a way that the old model just cannot. I know that you are ready to keep going, ready to receive support so that you can elevate in your life. And I am now officially prepared to deliver that for you. And I am so freaking excited. I have been like stuck on what's next for the past 18 months or so. And it has been rough. Oh my God. Like I've just been really in this and trying to figure out, trying to be open for the download of like what to do next, because just I want to give you an experience that goes beyond all the limitations of the traditional course online program model. And what I've figured out is transformation is just, it's simply not like a one size fits all journey. It's raw, it's imperfect, it's pretty chaotic, and it's always evolving. And that's what this new platform that I'm about to tell you about is all about. It is about embracing this evolution, always becoming her, always becoming, you know, truly the highest version of ourselves and creating space where we can all do that together and always be growing and adding new things in a way that the course model just didn't let me. I have this relentless pursuit in me, this relentless pursuit of happiness and excellence that has led me to seek out all kinds of learnings and certifications, to devour books and immerse myself in all kinds of different programs to learn and grow, all to make sure that my coaching skills are honed to perfection for you. I want you to know how much I love you all and how committed I am to staying at the forefront of my coaching expertise. I want to provide you with the absolute best guidance on your journeys. So, this is me inviting you into the next level of doing life together. I am here to be your guide, your confidant, and the catalyst for your personal metamorphosis. This new space I've created is a sanctuary for those of you who refuse to settle, refuse to stay stuck or stagnant, who desire to grow, who desire positive changes that don't feel overwhelming to take on, and most of all, who want freeing personal transformation. This is a space where all of that can happen, and it can happen with ease and with enjoyment. So, I know you're ready. I know you're ready to break free from the confines of your past and what you've been through and who you've been, to step into your power, to embrace this journey of self-discovery that we've been on together like never before. And that's who I'm here for. This new era of transformative coaching is all about you, your dreams, your goals, and your fulfillment. So let's do this journey together. Introducing the Becoming Her Collective. Welcome to a place where your desires are honored, you have space to know, love, and accept yourself, and where you have the support and tools from me to practically create the life you truly want and have always deserved. I am so thrilled to be by your side in this. This is huge. This is a huge shift. My love, this exists purely for your growth, for your empowerment, and the amazing person that you are and are becoming. This is the shift, my friend. Go get all the details and soak it up, alicasaza.com/collective. You get to choose your own pricing, and whatever you choose, you get grandfathered in at. So this is going, you guys know me, I am always evolving, always growing, always adding, and I always increase pricing to make sure there is a positive energy exchange and an equal energy exchange between what I am delivering and people who are coming on board and wanting to be a part of receiving that from me. So the price is always going to be increasing accordingly. Get in now, be a part of this with me at the ground level. This is huge. We are going to grow this thing so big and so beautiful. Come join now. Snag whatever price feels good to you and get grandfathered into that. Be a part of this from the very beginning. I love you guys so much. I am so freaking excited and so thankful for every single one of you who are taking me up on this, getting in, joining me, and building this new castle in this big empire, this movement that I want to create with you that empowers and supports women in every area of their lives. This has gone so much further than decluttering. It's so incredible. alicasaza.com/collective. Hello, my friend. Welcome to another episode of the Purpose Show podcast. I'm lit up right now because I was just spending time with the women in the Becoming Her Collective and just responding to some of their comments and their posts. And it's just been really, really beautiful to see this dream of mine come to fruition, like to actually see it. The collective exists now. Women are in there. They're starting to feel really safe and seen and understood. They're starting to really like, it's kind of like, I feel like it's like AI. Like when this first came out, everyone's like, I don't know what the hell to do with this. But now people, especially business owners, are like, oh, this thing could kind of be like an assistant for me and it's free. This is really cool. Like, oh, I can use it to write content. Like feels like that in the collective, like now that it's existed for just a little bit, the women in there are like, oh, I can use this to like get feedback on things. I can use this as like a safe space. Like this is almost like therapy. Shit. Like this is like so amazing. And we're also like, this is also where I'm pouring out like most of my teaching. So like things and that I want to teach on and coach on that would normally become, you know, new courses that cost hundreds or thousands of dollars are going in the collective. So people are really excited. They're paying this like low price per month and they just get access to all of it. They get access to everything. They get access to my energy. We get to have like a life coach for this low cost per month. And all this content is here and affirmations and EFT sessions and breath work and things you can do on your own time, things you can join live. Like we're doing our first in-person retreat for becoming her members only. It's obviously an added
cost, but it's only available to members. And it's going to be at my home here in Scottsdale. Like, we're just doing some really, really cool shit. And it's finally here. It finally exists. And women are in it and participating. And it's just lighting me up. As I was responding to comments, which, by the way, if you're not in there, please go join us. Go join us. It's incredible. AliCasaza.com/collective. But as I was just spending some time in there in between recording episodes, there was a woman just sharing some things that really got me thinking. And I responded to her just wholeheartedly, like dove into responding to her and supporting her. Then I was just thinking, like, this actually needs to be an episode. So I'm super grateful to her and to everyone in that space for just expanding my mind and helping me create content that helps other women. This is just, it's such a picture of like women supporting women, and I love it. But basically, this woman was just sharing about how she feels so judged by a certain few other women in her life, which is a huge bummer. Like, women, we're supposed to support each other and lift each other up, and it's really hard to see when that's not the case. And you know, we all make mistakes and mess up, but it is a bummer when someone just feels like super unsafe around other women. And she was just sharing how she feels super judged. She feels like she's always played really small, and now that's her role. And she wants to, like, she feels this like fire burning in her. She wants to like come out of the box, stop playing the old role she's been playing for far too long, and like really just be herself. And she's afraid. She's afraid of what they're gonna say, and she's afraid of how it's gonna feel and how it will affect her husband and his job and his position at his job, because these women are connected to his company and just the politics of all of it. And she's just feeling really suppressed by herself. And what this is it's actually an act of self-betrayal, because she, like so many of us, I'm sure so many of you can relate on some level to this woman. I know I do, even if the situations are different. But when we know what we want to say, we know how we want to talk, we know how we want to be, we know ourselves, and we know how we're acting. And I say acting like that because it is acting. And we know, but we're not being that. We're not being ourselves. We have a mask on. We are acting a certain way to get approval, to be liked, to make people happy, to make things easier for other people, even if it is truly against who we really feel we are inside. That is an act of self-betrayal. And I can even go so far as to say that's an act of self-abuse. It's abusive to not allow someone to be their fullest self in your presence, even if that someone is you yourself. And this is what I was saying to this woman, and this is like what I want to bring here to the show. There's two parts to this. The first is the other people talking and judging, and the second is you embodying your true self. So we're going to start with the judgment from others. And I just want to kind of make this pep talk style and just kind of speak to these two parts of this issue very pointedly and make this something you can come back and hit play and re-listen to whenever you need a kick in the ass in this area of your life. Okay, I got you, girl. People are going to cast a judgment. They are going to, no matter what you do. I know you've all heard this, but let me say it Ally style, okay? People are always going to judge you. They are always going to talk. They are always going to find a problem with you. They're going to talk about you on social media. They're going to talk about you behind your back. They're going to talk about you when you're in the room on the other side of the room, right there, just not listening to them. They're going to talk about you. They're going to say things about you. So listen. Give them a fucking show. Be your truest self. Be your truest self. This is not about being awful or self-centered or, oh, I don't care about the repercussions of my actions or anything that I do. No, this is about embodying your truest self. And when you have the awareness and you realize that you have been living in a box for God only knows how long, and you wake the fuck up and you realize it, and you know you can now see the differentiation and who you really are inside and how you have been acting and portraying yourself and all the acts of consistent self-suppression instead of self-expression, and you can see that that is your enlightenment. This is your moment. This is your time to separate from the old way of doing things and to really start to show up as you. They're going to talk. They're going to judge. They're going to say stuff. They're going to say they're going to call you names. They're going to call you selfish. They're going to call you whatever makes them feel better. So give them a show. At least know that what they're talking about is making you happy rather than making you miserable. Because if you're miserable and you're staying small, they're going to talk anyway. Nobody knows that better than me. Okay? The second part of this is your embodiment. Listen, there's something in business that has taught me so much about myself and just being a person. And I feel like every woman in the world just needs to hear this right now. When you have a personal brand like myself, you learn a lot about branding and positioning and marketing and blah, blah, blah. That's all fine and good. We can talk about that on a business episode, whatever. But what it's taught me is that everybody, whether you are on social media or not, whether you have a business or a personal brand or not, everybody is their own personal brand. You are your own personal brand. You are a brand representative for yourself. All of the conversations you have, all of the interactions you have, the way you carry yourself, the way you dress, the things that you eat and put into your body, the way you treat your body and your systems, the way that you are in your relationships, the way you approach every area of your life, making your home, showing up to your job, running your business, showing up to your commitments, treating your friends a certain way, all of that represents your personal brand. You are the brand. And you are repping yourself every single thing you do. Don't you want it to be authentic? Don't you want it to be the real you? Don't you want to show up and fully embody the truest you, the truest version of yourself? What do you want your brand to look like? Let's rebrand ourselves. You can rebrand yourself any fucking time you want. You don't need permission, but you have it if you feel like you need it. You are the embodiment of you and you are the personal brand. So what do you want your brand to stand for? What do you want to embody? How do you want to make people feel? Think of your personal brand embodiment like you truly embodying your truest self. Think of that as an act of service to the world, because it is. When you show up as your fully authentic self, really being you, you can step out of the box without being a jerk, breaking down walls and no longer allowing people to mistreat you, no longer allowing people to control you, no longer living in a certain way because you think that that was the rules that were laid out for you, because you think that it's going to make other people happy while it makes you miserable. That is not you being your truest self. You are not giving your gift to the world. You are doing everyone, including yourself, a disservice. When you show up as your fully authentic self, you are giving a gift to the world. You are also reminding others that they get to do the same thing. Whether they choose to perceive it that way or not, it is a gift to them. They can choose to perceive it as a threat, as a selfish act. They can judge it. They can talk shit about it. But that's their loss, because it is a gift. You are giving them a gift of showing them we all get to be our authentic real selves and you can do it too. And they get to do with that what they will. You are giving them energetic permission to be their authentic selves and show up and give the world the gift of their personal full embodiment. They just may not take it that way and they might not take that permission to do so. But that's on them. You are a gift to the world. So stop watering yourself down. Stop hiding. I want you to think of who you really are and what you really want everybody to see. What do you really want to embody? Who are you really? What's your brand? And show up as her. The world needs you. It needs you. That's why you're here. All right, friends. That's my pep talk for today. I love you all so very much. Please, if this episode made any level of impact on you, take a screenshot, tag me on social media, share with your friends that you're listening. I love to see it. Come join us in the collective. This is the freshest content. The Ali Casaza brand lives on. We are shifting. We are evolving. We are moving forward. Come and join us. I'll see you in there. Love you all so much. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more, like, behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's_me, or you can just search Ali Casaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alicasaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.